It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Restaurants across the state can reopen their dining rooms starting Wednesday. New guidelines from Governor Jared Polis say restaurants must operate at half capacity, capped at 50 customers maximum, and parties must sit 6 feet apart. El Taco Rey is a family-owned restaurant in Colorado Springs. Proprietor Judy Allen tells Colorado Matters that they can't open their dining room, even under the new guidelines, because of the 6-foot rule.
Our business is very small. So, I mean, we are going to have to stay open just for takeout because we just don't have the space for that. So we're going to have to stay strictly takeout.
The guidelines require all workers to wear facial coverings and encourage diners to wear masks when they aren't eating and drinking. Governor Polis announced yesterday that private campsites in the state can reopen. Campgrounds in the state park system are already back open. Also on Monday, one of the governor's executive orders that closed ski resorts expired. That means ski resorts can now seek approval from local authorities to allow people back on ski slopes. Arapahoe Basin announced that it will open to skiers and snowboarders on Wednesday. Some higher-paid workers at the University of Colorado Denver will be required to take unpaid days off beginning in July. CPR's Grace Hood explains.
The University of Colorado Denver furlough plan won't kick in for about a month, but the campus announced it now to give workers time to prepare. Employees who earn less than $60,000 won't be impacted. Those who earn between $60,000 and $90,000 will have to take 12 unpaid days off. Highest paid executives who make $180,000 or more a year will be required to take 26 days of unpaid leave. Graduate assistant, postdoctoral, and student workers are not subject to furloughs. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny day across Colorado, highs near 60 in Vail and in Summit County. This is CPR News.